to the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
This is the radio show that helps you take control of your genes and become the world expert on your body. This is hour number two of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. My name is Bridget Tigemeyer, and I am filling in for Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, Dr. Roizen will be back next week, and as he announced during the first hour, Joe is out sick. And so, Joe, we hope that you're recovering and that you'll be back with us soon. So I sat in for Dr. Roizen a few weeks ago, and it was the first time that I had ever sat in for him. And afterwards, my brother said to me, next time, don't keep the microphone so close to your face, because we could hear you swallowing, and it sounded weird. So tonight, I'm going to be more cognizant of how close my face is to the microphone, so hopefully we'll have a good experience, and you won't have to listen to me swallow. I'm so excited for the lineup this week. There's been a lot of great stories that have come out in the medical news. And you can always ask questions by emailing udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com, or you can call in at 877-711-5211. You can listen in from radiomd.com, or you can stream us through iHeartRadio. And then there's a number of affiliate stations that carry us throughout the country. So before we get to the top medical news stories of the week, I want to talk about a National Food Day, which was yesterday. October 24th is National Food Day, which is a movement to help Americans become more conscious of their eating habits and to advocate for changes within the food system. So Food Day is a national nonprofit, and they are out of Washington, D.C. They work with the Center for Science in the Public Interest, CSPI. And they try and bring together different communities and inspire Americans to eat real food and to eat just food. So they're advocates of food justice, trying to bring awareness about fair wages for farmers and growing procedures. So there were over 8,000 events that were registered throughout the entire country that were celebrating Food Day. And in Cleveland, we celebrated Food Day through a number of different ways. I worked with the Cleveland Clinic Department of Employee Wellness, Aaron and Jessica, and the Cleveland Clinic Center for Functional Medicine, and we planned a Cleveland Food Day Festival. And we had about 160 participants and a ton of local food vendors and three speakers. We had Dr. Mark Hyman and Jane Esselstyn, who we interviewed a few weeks ago on the show. She wrote the Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease Cookbook with her mom, Anne Esselstyn. And then Anna Hervois, who owns Anna and the Raw, which is a local juice company in Cleveland. So it was a great event, and I realized when I was putting it all together that the time for change is now, and that people really want to be engaged in the community and healthy events. So I would encourage you, if you are interested in planning your own Food Day event on October 24th next year, to go to Food Day's website, www.foodday.org, and you can either host your own event or reach out to people that are planning events or participate in their Twitter chats, follow them on social media. It's a great way to spread the word about healthy eating in a grassroots type of approach, and it's really fun. Okay, so let's move into the top medical news stories of the week. One of the interesting ones that we were talking about in the first hour with Dr. Roizen, who again isn't here this week, I'm Bridget filling in for him, was a study that was released by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and they found an increasing rate of girls that are using tanning beds, which obviously puts them at risk for skin cancer. So this study found that approximately 29% of white high school girls are using tanning beds, and that one quarter of white women ages 18 to 34 have used a tanning bed in the past year, which is absolutely crazy. It's mind-blowing to me that so many women are still engaging in indoor tanning when we know that there are very serious health risks that can result from it. And the CDC emphasized how dangerous it is and said that there needs to be more reinforcement within the community about the education efforts that are needed in young adults to reduce the risk of skin cancer, because indoor tanning is directly associated with a much higher risk of skin cancer, especially for Caucasian females. So I admit that when I was in high school, I tanned, and my mom, I would lie to her about tanning, which was obviously not a good decision. But fortunately, my mom was a huge proponent of me not tanning and made sure that I stopped. And I think that it's really important for parents to do the same thing, because there's so many consequences associated with it. Okay, and then we're going to move on to another really sad story about something unrelated to tanning, but very eye-opening. The CDC announced this past week that 10 times as many people are being infected with Lyme disease as we previously thought. The previous estimate was about 30,000 cases per year, but now the CDC is estimating that there's approximately 300,000 cases of Lyme disease every year. And the majority of these cases are found in the Northeast Ohio and the Upper Midwest. And we know that it's a tremendous public health problem in the United States, and that there is a definite need for prevention. And they talked about in the CDC report that we need to move to a broader approach to tick reduction, involving communities to combat this public health problem, because we know that the tick bites are what causes the transmission of Lyme disease into the human. And we know too that part of the reason that we underestimated the number of cases is because some were going unreported. And so in order for us to continue looking at Lyme disease and to fund research studies on the disease, increasing the number of cases that are being reported is going to be really important, because we know that the larger number of people that are affected by illnesses or diseases, the more money that we're able to spend on the research component of finding out how we can prevent it. And so that's obviously really important, and a very startling report from the CDC this week. Another report that is on a much lighter note than both of those stories is about fitness trackers, making you more aware of the steps and your daily activity. So for years, Dr. Roizen has been stressing the importance of getting 10,000 steps a day and to track that using a pedometer. And he worked with other Cleveland Clinic employees to incorporate pedometers into the employee health plan. So Cleveland Clinic employees, now they wear pebbles to track their steps, but previously we had pedometers to track the amount of steps, and we were supposed to get 10,000 steps a day. So research shows that although there's now a bunch of high-tech pedometers that are flooding the market, that the low-tech basic pedometers are just as effective with behavior change. And we know that awareness is one of the most critical components of it, and it's why it makes these fitness trackers effective, because it makes people aware of it. It allows you to set goals for increasing your number of steps that you're getting. And it helps with improving the steps. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. When we come back, we'll talk about more exciting stories from the news of the week. You can also email your questions to udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. We will be right back. Stay well.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Every 39 seconds, an adult dies from a heart attack, stroke, or related disease. These conditions claim the lives of more than 800,000 adults each year and are largely preventable. Two leading risks for heart disease and stroke are high blood pressure and high cholesterol, serious conditions that often have no symptoms. 68 million adults have high blood pressure, and 71 million have high cholesterol. Here's what you can do to reduce your risk. Take your prescription medications to control blood pressure or cholesterol. Eat a healthy diet that's low in salt, fat, and cholesterol, and full of fresh fruits and vegetables. Take a brisk 10-minute walk, 3 times a day, 5 days a week. Don't smoke. If you do, quit now. While you've been listening, one person has died from heart disease or stroke. You don't have to be next. Learn more about how to keep your heart healthy at www.cdc.gov/heartdisease.